Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger. What a show we have for you this week. It's a Team of the Week special. We're rolling out three teams of the week or Team of the Weeks, whatever you want to say, as you continue to roll through the high school sports season. We're finishing up some of our fall sports teams who have not had their Team of the Week's Teams of the Week. I'm not sure I'm going to say that. Let's go Teams of the Week. Let's go with that. As we try to roll those out over the next couple of weeks, we have five more teams of the week left, and we are going to continue to put them out as the winter sports season has started. This is podcast number 60, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage in the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also find us on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay and your podcast apps. The show goes straight to your phone. Generally posted on Friday night. Been doing things different in the last few weeks, but always posted on social media whenever it goes up. But this week's show is brought to you, as it always has been, by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specials get paid on your satisfaction, not how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start with New London Volleyball. I met with them a month ago, I bet, somewhere around there. And it went pretty fantastic. Here is New London Volleyball as our first team of the week. And we're here with New London Volleyball as our team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions. We start with Abby Gillespie. This first question comes in from Dylan Leahy on Instagram. Says, when you're in the court, do you consider yourself more of a little monkey hopping around or a big gorilla trying to slam it?
I'd like to consider myself a big gorilla trying to slam it, but sometimes I'm just that little monkey.
Fantastic. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Aladdin.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character? Aladdin?
No, the monkey.
Okay. what's something we should know about your coach, Caitlin Thompson? She's not going to listen to this, so you can say whatever you want.
If she says that we're going to do something, we're going to do something. And if she's upset with us, she'll let us know. And we'll know in practice the next day.
Who's your favorite teacher at New London High School?
My favorite teacher, Miss Thorne. Actually, can I change my answer?
You can, yeah.
Miss Ledgerwood, she's a G.
Did Miss Thorne do something that made you upset today, drop you down?
No, her class is just really hard.
Okay. Plans after high school, what do you want to do?
I want to go into engineering, probably at Madison. Maybe I'll go to Colorado, we'll see.
Next up here with Jessica Halverson, what did you learn at school today?
I know calc pretty well. I did good on my test.
What do you think you got?
I got a 19.5 out of 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What's the percentage on that? Can you do math?
Nope.
Okay. okay. Favorite team to watch at New London High School?
Like a New London sport?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, probably New London football, because they got a lot better this year.
Yeah. And,
I don't know. They're fun to watch, and they've, gotten better over the years.
What's your prediction for the game on Friday?
We're going to come out with a dub.
Dub.
Against Seymour, we already played them. We're comfortable. It's going to be good.
Awesome. What do you enjoy most of being on the New London volleyball team?
I love my teammates. They get me pumped up really well, and I like the crowds when they come and play or come and cheer us on. And I just get really pumped. Pre-game music, it's all good.
Favorite teacher at New London High School?
I'm gonna say Miss Thorne.
Why is she your favorite?
I feel really safe in her classroom with all of the safety protocols she gives us on the first couple days of school.
That's important.
And she makes sure we know what we are doing, takes it slow with us. It's good.
Plans after high school?
Well, I just applied to three colleges, one including lacrosse, and possibly want to go into something with business and engineering.
Next up here with Megan Millard, who's the funniest teammate at New London Volleyball?
The funniest teammate?
Funniest.
Oh, like ever?
Ever,
I would
yeah,
say
sure.
Emma Bloom.
Yeah, what does she do?
She just says the most random things at random times.
She does things.
And we call her Smeagol because her hair. She doesn't like to brush her hair. So look up Smeagol if you don't know what that is.
Okay, so. I'll have to do that. I don't know what that means. What's your favorite food?
Nachos.
Oh yeah, easy. Can't go wrong there. Best volleyball memory?
I would have to say, like, our senior night, everyone was just so hyped to play, and we got, like, extra dancey in the showers, and it was just real fun and enjoyable.
Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mrs. Thorne.
Why is she your favorite?
Because she's someone you can joke with, but she also teaches us what we need to know and prepares us.
And what do you want to do after high school?
Well, I'm going to a four-year college, hopefully La Crosse or Madison, and I'm hoping to go into some type of business or criminal justice.
Next up, here with Elise Sturgill, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Oh, God, I was asked this one.
She just
before.
Oh, okay. Glad I did some research for this.
I don't really know.
What did you say last time?
I think I said a cheetah last time because I'm really slow and I wanted to be fast.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Favorite TV show?
Oh gosh. I'd have to say NCIS.
What is your best moment on the New London volleyball team?
Probably have to say senior night. It was just a cool experience.
And
just
Seymour's.
Just like having all the support for the seniors and everyone else. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mrs. Cochran. She's quite the character.
And then what do you want to do after high school?
Right now I'm looking at Oshkosh and Sout for dietetics or radiology. Oh.
And we finish off with Mackenzie Fisher. This question comes in from Riley Fisher on Instagram. Who is your favorite sibling?
Oh. Well, I mean, he's my only sibling, so I guess it'll have to be him.
By default.
Least favorite, too. Yeah. What is your favorite song?
Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
How does that song go? Can you sing it?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. Yeah, no idea. What do you think you'll remember most about this New London volleyball season?
Just being able to be a senior and like lead the team and make sure that everyone is getting along and doing their job on the team.
Who's your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mrs. Thorne.
Of course. Why?
Same thing as everyone else said. She's a really good teacher, but you still can joke around with her. And she like knows if you're struggling, so it's not like you don't feel like you need help. Or you know what I mean.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know what you mean. Plans after high school?
I applied to UW-Whitewater and UW-Green Bay and hoping to do something in the financing work. Yeah, you know.
Up next, we head to Clintonville for Clintonville Boys Soccer. Again, met with them before Halloween of last month. I'm sure you'll find out with a few of these answers here. But here is Clintonville Boys Soccer as our second team of the week.
Also, the sound quality is not very good in this one. It was very windy that day, so we apologize for that. And we're here with Clintonville Boys Soccer as our team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions. We start with Austin Baird. What did you learn at school today?
I learned the inverse of a derivative is the reciprocal of the derivative.
Fascinating. What is your favorite food?
I'm gonna have to go with tacos.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most of being the Clintonville Boys Soccer team?
Just playing with them, kind of just being a team, going out together, playing, winning games.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
Kevin Reese.
Why is he your favorite?
He uses a good teaching style with good humor.
And plans at high school, do you want to do yet?
Go to a four-year university to study chemical engineering.
Next up here with Presley Rosenau, if you'd be any animal, what would you be?
A lion.
Why is that?
Because we're the king of...
Jungle.
Yeah, jungle.
Yeah. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? It'd have to be The Sandlot.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Who's your favorite character?
Ben.
Yeah. Funniest teammate in Clinton Boys Soccer is who?
Donovan.
Oh, come on. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
I didn't see it.
Quite an audience here.
Hey, shut up.
Mr. Crumball. Because he knows a lot.
everything.
Everything.
It's important. Plans after high school.
I want to go to college to pursue being an athletic trainer or physical therapist.
Next up here with Matthew Morse, bucket list item. What's one thing you want to do before you die?
Oh. Skydive.
Skydive, yeah. That's what everyone says in that question. Dude. Favorite TV show?
Modern Family.
Who's your favorite character in the show?
I don't have a favorite.
Okay. Favorite's here. What's something we should say about you? What's something we should know?
This year.
Wow. Yeah. All right. That was nice. Favorite teacher at Clinton High
School? Mr. Churchill.
Why is he your favorite?
He challenges his students. He lets the students debate a lot of the topics, which causes the students to think outside the box and look at their own research that they should do out of class. So I like the way he challenges students.
Plans and tries?
Attend college and major in business, and then I want to be a business lawyer when I'm older.
Next up here with Big D. I asked someone earlier and he sent me the funniest teammate. Tell me a joke.
Tell me a joke?
Make you laugh, funny guy.
I don't know.
Okay.
There, I made you laugh.
That's pretty
that
good,
make
yeah.
You feel?
Well done. Favorite music, what do you like to listen to?
Hip hop and jazz.
Yeah. two good combinations there. Best memory for me in the Clintonville Boys soccer team?
The bus rides. That's all I can say. We have a lot of fun on the bus rides. That's my best memory. I can't tell you.
Yeah. Favorite teacher at Clinton High School is who?
Mr. Nigber. He tells kids how it is and that's how it should be, and I love it. Makes me laugh.
Plans after high school, what do you
gotta
do?
I'm going into school to become a business major in finance or marketing.
We finish off with Sam Whitman. Superstitions or anything you do before games?
I don't like to wash my socks too many times. Jeez. Sounds gross, but...
When was the last time you washed your socks?
Yesterday.
Okay, so it's...
I think I've only washed them twice this season, though.
That's good.
Don't tell anybody that.
Okay. Secret between you and me. Favorite holiday?
I really like Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween's not.
You gonna be dressed up this year?
I'm definitely gonna get dressed up this year.
What's your costume?
I might go around as Chad Dobie.
Oh. Why is that?
I like dressing like a douchebag.
Okay. Don't worry, he's not listening to this. Okay. What was that last question off? Best sports memory, any age, any sport?
I think when I was younger playing soccer, I obviously stopped for a few years, but when I was younger playing soccer, I think I put my first header in. My dad actually came to that game, and I think that was a fun one. That was definitely a fun one.
Awesome. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
Mrs. Johnson. Definitely because she really promotes creativity and appreciates what I have to do in her class, and I definitely just love the atmosphere that she brings to her classroom.
Plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Attend UW Milwaukee. Attend UW-Milwaukee and major in finance.
Fantastic. We'll also close up with Hortonville Cross Country. The first person that we talked to was my sister, Lauren Bookinger. So that's why I asked some of the questions I asked. I generally wouldn't ask this to other people. But yeah, here's Hortonville Cross Country, Team of the Week. Enjoy.
And we're here with Hortonville Cross Country as our Team of the Week, where we ask five athletes five questions. We start with Lauren Bookinger. This first one comes in from not Eric Bookinger 1762783 on Instagram. I noticed you didn't have a date to homecoming. Is that more because of your looks or just your awful personality in general?
I think it's a good combination of both.
I agree with you there. Favorite sibling, and remember Adam's parachute story.
Oh man, that's a tough question. I definitely hate both of you equally, so mm-hmm. Can I go with both?
No, remember I had a parachute question.
Can I go with Jersey, my dog?
No. We'll be here all day. From the parachute.
No, I hate you both equally.
That's just really mean. And I'll finish off with an easy one. Who's your least favorite teammate?
Oh Yeah, Bert. Chloe Bynum. That's an easy one, actually, Bert.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
Oh, Stumpf. He's the weight training teacher.
Why is he your favorite?
He really hates me, and I think it's kind of funny. It's like we have a good bond there.
Yeah. Plans after high school, what do you want to do?
I'm going to go to a college for 4 years. I don't
think you'll actually get in?
Shut up. I don't know which one yet, and then I want to be a teacher. Early elementary.
Next up here with John Worth. What did you learn at school yesterday?
I learned how to solve for force and centripetal in physics.
How do you do it?
You do FC equals FG for force of gravity and centripetal.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie is probably Avengers Infinity War.
Funniest teammate in Hortonville Cross Country is who?
It's definitely Clayton. Definitely Clayton. He looks kind of funny too, especially when he takes out his teeth. So that's just icing on the cake.
Okay. Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
Mr. Elke.
Why is he your favorite?
He's my favorite because he's really funny and really personal with all the kids.
And plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Go to college for mechanical engineering.
Next up here with Michael Jarvis. This one comes in from Josh Geezy on Instagram. Do it be like it is.
It do. It do.
It do indeed. Favorite song?
Ooh. I would have to go with Careless Whisper.
And how does that go? Can you sing it?
Oh, God. Well, you got this really, like, sexy sax going at the start. Then it just goes, I'm never gonna dance again. It's guilty feeling. That's all I gotta give
you. You can keep going.
I forget the words.
It's gonna be awkward. What's something we should know about your coach? And usually we don't do this next to coaches, so
say something nice. Oh, my coach?
Or say really quietly.
Well, he is very hard on us. However, he is pretty funny. He tells some good stories.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
My favorite teacher has got to be Mr. Van Handel.
Why is that?
Because he'll be probably like all the way on the opposite side of the hallway, and he'll see you, and he will start screaming your name.
And plans at high school, what do you
want to
do?
I'm planning to go to a four-year college and do either engineering or physics.
Next up here with Clayton Rath. This one also comes in from Josh Geezy on Instagram. Are your abs coming in yet?
It's a process.
Yeah. Gotta trust the process. Favorite food?
Ice cream.
Interesting. This next one comes in from Michael Jarvis on Instagram. Can you ask Clayton what happens when he eats dairy? Get a little personal here.
My stomach kind of yells at me, but.
Yeah. That'll happen.
It tastes good. So.
It does. Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
To be honest, I don't really have a favorite teacher.
You don't like any of them?
I like them. It's just. I don't know.
Don't want to pick favorites. Got it. Plans after high school, what do you want
to
do?
Go to college. Not sure where yet. Probably run and something to do with engineering, either computer stuff or audio engineering.
Hey, finish off with Alyssa. Refuse, if you be any animal, what would you be?
Probably a sea otter.
Why is that?
Because they're really cute and they run around a lot and just live their lives having fun.
Favorite TV show?
Hawaii Five-0.
Best sports moment?
Oh gosh, probably was, I think it was a year or two ago, our 4x8 team for track when we went to state and just kind of went knowing that we were going to do what we could and ended up making podium.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
Probably was, because she's always there for all of the students outside and inside of the classroom.
And plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Attend college for 4 years, probably in sociology and marketing, and hopefully running.
Our teams of the week are brought to you by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. That'll wrap it up for us this week. Thank you guys for listening to this week's Team of the Week special, Teams of the Week special. And I appreciate you guys tuning in all season long as you continue to roll through the high school sports season. A couple things to keep an eye out for. Our winter sports previews have gone out. They're in the New London Press Star and Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. They'll be put, and also, one thing we should let you guys know about. I talked with Christian Leitner recently. He's hosting a camp. If you don't know who that is, he is a former basketball player. He played for Duke. That's what he's mostly known for. Played for Duke basketball in the early 1990s. Won a national championship at one of the most famous college basketball players in the country ever. And so I talked with him, actually, which was fantastic. And he's having a basketball camp coming up in the next month. So I talked with him about a bunch of stuff, about Duke basketball, about, he said he likes to fish a lot, goes fishing a lot in Minnesota and Wisconsin. So I asked him about that, as well as his camp. He also played 13 years in the NBA, so that was a pretty fantastic time for me. It was pretty cool to be able to talk with him, one of the more famous people I've ever interviewed. I'm sure it was probably the most famous, so that was pretty awesome for me. But I hope you guys enjoy that. It's in the newspaper this week, and I'm sure it'll be online at some point as well on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. Hope you enjoy that. But thank you guys for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you next week.